Krista Kielsmeyer is the borough manager's executive assistant. She has been deeply involved in grant writing for the borough. Kielsmeyer believes current proposals are addressing a clear need to improve accessibility in Haines.
At one point or another, we've been the highest median age in the state, and we have our cruise ship passengers coming in. So I think it is a priority. And I think sometimes people wait until an issue affects them personally or a family member or a really close friend, but you can see in the community, whether a person is your friend or not, you can see that there are people who need ADA accessibility, and we should try to help with that if we can. And there's a lot of grant funding out there for this issue.
Currently, the borough is looking at 4 different projects to improve accessibility according to Americans with Disabilities Act standards. The borough is applying for a grant from the Land and Water Conservation Fund to improve ADA accessibility at Clinkett Park. The project would create ADA accessible paths and a ramp connecting the park to the Portage Cove Trail. It would also replace the park's aging pavilion. Kielsmeyer says it is a good project to submit for grant funding because there has already been community interest and the groundwork has been laid for making improvements.
So when you see a grant, you have to figure out what do we have for match and what do we have that has shown some sort of community input, and then work toward that. In the trail, we've had several meetings on the trail. We've had several meetings on the Harbor Park. Clinkett Park is in our comprehensive plan, and Clinkett Park has also gotten one of these grants in the past.
Chilkoot Indian Association has created trails throughout Haines and has identified accessibility as a priority. The organization has agreed to partner with the borough and construct the ADA accessible ramp and trails at Clinkett Park. In addition to the Clinkett Park project, the borough is also applying for a community development block grant from the Alaska Department of Commerce. These grants provide funding for public facilities and planning activities to improve the health and safety of residents in communities across Alaska. The Haynesboro Assembly is deciding between 3 project proposals to submit for consideration. The Haynes Sheldon Museum has proposed to build an elevator and ADA-accessible bathrooms in the museum. The Haynes Senior Village submitted a plan for a covered parking structure for its residents. And Haynesboro staff presented a plan to construct ADA-accessible entrances and bathrooms for the borough's public safety building. Kielsmeyer presented the plan for the public safety building at the assembly meeting last week. She said that it has been difficult to figure out how to choose a project to submit.
So that's what's made it somewhat complicated, is that a nonprofit can apply through the borough, and how do you have a process that is fair to all applicants? It's hard to determine a process that would weigh borough interests and nonprofit interests equally. I would like to think if a nonprofit had a very viable proposal, it would be able to be selected, because it should be a community priority what people want to apply for.
In order to secure the grant, the borough must demonstrate there is community support for the project. Once selected by the assembly, there will be a public hearing where residents can weigh in on the project. The Haynesboro Assembly will select a project to submit for grant funding at the assembly meeting on Tuesday, October 23rd. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.